Here we are nearly 2 years into a pandemic, and it sparked a lot of anxiety and caused mental illness issues to emerge, and in some cases, reemerge in adults and children, sometimes just trying to get through the day. This is Lisa Berry, and a group of local lawmakers plan to hold a mental health listening tour event to talk about possible solutions, and one of those involved is joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, State Representative Felicia Brabeck. Always good to talk to you.
Hi, Lisa. I'm always excited when I get to spend some time talking about great community issues.
So what's in the works?
So, as you said, one of the things that we know is that access for mental health care, we need to be able to really look at and address. And what we're specifically doing in the mental health listening tour is looking at our public mental health system. Think about our community mental health. Either agencies or organizations throughout the state, there are 46 of them. And we're really thinking about how we provide services. And there are really three populations who get service through those agencies. Those are folks with serious mental illness, and that's adults and children, folks with substance use disorders, and folks with developmental and intellectual disabilities. And so we get to serve all three populations. And you know, we're just taking a look at, again, how this public system can just make sure that we're doing all that we can for the consumers and their families.
Well, let's talk about the basics. I'm hearing some people can't even get in to see a mental health professional at this time.
Yeah. You know, I know that for sure on the private side, so that, you know, for folks who have, let's say, the private insurance, you know, the Blues, HAP, right. The Aetna, you know, those kinds of insurance, yes. It can be very, very difficult. And yes, there are some of the similar issues on the public side, but there are also some issues in terms of statute, in terms of meeting the ability to see people within a certain time frame as well. But in general, in both systems, I would say that the workforce shortage is real. The Washtenaw stop will be the 11th stop that I have done in this tour, and I have two more that I'm doing after this throughout the state. And workforce, we talk about at every single one. One of the things that we know right now, so we have a shortage of psychiatrists.
So you're having this mental health listening tour event in Ann Arbor to talk about the current state of our mental health system in Michigan. We talked about there's a shortage of providers and professionals. What else can you tell us about the state of our mental health system in Washtenaw County right now?
You know, the thing that we talk about when I get to talk with all the community members throughout the state is, you know, there are some amazing things about our public system, right, about our community mental health system. And one of them that continues to come up and I think is absolutely worthwhile and so beneficial in our communities are the local partnerships. They are truly embedded in the community and able then to connect clients, again, and their families to the necessary services that at that particular time are needed. The other thing that we're asking is, you know, we know that there are these wonderful things about our public mental health system, but are there any things, what opportunities do we have? You know, are there things that we might take a look at that we potentially could improve upon? That are already in existence that we could buttress a little more and, you know, the service could be offered a little bit more comprehensively. You know, and I ask, you know, what barriers do you think that, you know, exist?
Who else will be participating in this mental health listening tour event with you?
So we're going to have the community will be there. And then we have a panel that we're hearing from. And on the panel, we'll have consumers, secondary consumers, so consumers, family members. We are going to have the Trish Cortez, the director of our community mental health agency here. We are going to have Ray Ryan, who's the director of our federally qualified health center, Packard Health. We're going to have Victor Kong, who is the executive director of psychiatric emergency services at the University of Michigan. We're going to have Keita Cohen, who's the executive director of Synod Community Services, who's a partner with our CMH. And so we're going to have all of these experts, again, through the lens of how we can best serve clients and their families. And then the community will be there. So it should be a really, we should get a lot of fantastic feedback from all of those folks, both, again, community members and the panelists. And, you know, we're just really looking forward to hearing from folks in Washtenaw County.
So the public is invited. Can you tell us when and where?
Yes. So the listening tour is going to be held at the Learning Resource Center on Hogback. We're going to start at 5 p.m. If you'd like to come in person, please register because, again, we're having wanting to make allowances for COVID. And so please register. You can go to our site. There's a Facebook event. You can just register that way. We will also be streaming it on my state rep page as well.
That's State Representative Felicia Brabeck. Thanks for all you do for our mental health here in Washtenaw County.
Thanks, Lisa. So happy to be with you today.